As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Obviously, everything was soaked in May, but it's calmed down here the last couple of weeks. How important is that, Lisa, for you and to get your crew scheduled and get ahead of what you're trying to get through in a very tight window here in the summertime?
Oh, it's very important. We try to keep we can't control Mother Nature, of course, and we had a wet spring. So it did push some things back, but our contractors are out there working hard. Our crews are out there working hard to get paving projects completed, and during this dry spell, it's not always good, of course, because then we get into a drought, and there's other issues that are caused by a drought. But it helps us keep our projects going and getting them done in a timely manner and not having to go into another year, which can be costly, especially with all the inflation that we're dealing with at this time.
Well, that was the first thing I was going to ask you. We'll get into the projects here in a minute. But when your budget was made for this year, nobody had any idea the fuel costs were going to be this or that. How do you guys deal with that? I know you can't just say, no, we can't work today because gas prices are too high. How do you make up that difference? And is there anything you can do to, I don't want to say conserve, but do you get a little bit smarter because these prices are crazy?
We do. Actually, I just went into our council last week to ask for, in our highway budget, a $200,000 additional for gasoline to get us through the rest of the year, hopefully. We do have crews ride together to try and limit the vehicles that are used. We try and cut costs anywhere you can, but it's our busy season. It's our paving season. We do get letters from our vendors and such that prices are going up or materials are not available. We try and order vehicles or dump trucks. And as of right now, we can't even order a dump truck in 2022. So it does put us in a bind, but we do the best we can and keep on moving.
Lisa Ridge is our guest. She's the director of the Monroe County Highway Department. We've heard also folks with CDL licenses are in desperate need. How are you from a staffing standpoint, Lisa? Do you have enough folks to get in those trucks and make sure we can get paving season rolling along?
We are down what we would say 3 employees from having every line full, but we usually always keep one open. So we are down 2 employees, which is less than we've been down in 2 years. We have filled a recent position. But the CDL license, as we move forward, is an issue. The regulations have changed, and that's at a federal level. What used to maybe cost $250 to obtain for a CDL license is now looking at $4,000 to $5,000.
Why is that? You know, Marty Hawk told me that, and I almost fell out of my chair. If we're struggling to get people, why are we raising the price 1,000,000%? That's not going to. Oh, good. Now it's more. I'll go get one. That makes
absolutely
no sense.
Absolutely. Now it was supposed to actually go in effect in 2020, and then they held it off until 2022 or 2021, and they held it off until 2022. So it just went into effect in February. We're trying to work with different entities. Purdue up in the Indiana LTAP has helped trying to come up with our locals to get some answers on how we move forward with testing. But it's basically requiring, I believe it's a 160-hour course now for someone to obtain that license and then go through different testing procedures. They see it as a safety point, I'm guessing, on the federal guideline portion of it. But we just see that it kind of hinders us because not everybody wants to come out of high school and go to college. They want to do a vocational job, a blue collar job, so to speak. And we're glad to have them. But at that rate and at that cost, it's going to limit counties and states and local trucking companies on being able to obtain employees.
Yeah, I just the law of common sense is being violated here, and I'm not sure who to get mad at. But why would you? I understand you need the hours of training, absolutely. But that who has that kind of money laying around just to be like, oh yeah, I'll spend that tomorrow and see if I like it or not? I just All right.
Yeah. We couldn't agree more.
I know. And there's a hole in my wall from where I bang my head against it, and I'm going to stop. It hurts. It hurts a little bit. But but you have a big project. We have a big project. The state has a big project, and it's the 4546 bypass. We've been talking about safety issues and turning across and getting this and U-turns here and that. Whose project is this? How much of it are you involved with, and what can we expect when it gets started?
So the 4546 project is a state project. They control that project. It's within their parameters. I believe they had a public meeting on June 7th. I was unable to attend that meeting due to being out of town. They will post on their website the process. They will keep projects updated on their website. It's a really a good area to go to stay updated on the projects. I believe you could even sign up for their emails, newsletters, things of that. The city could be a little bit more involved in the county because some of those state roads cross into city jurisdiction. But we really, as the county, will not have much participation in that unless they were to close the side road of county road. But this is mainly through the city limits.
Now, the reason I ask this is because I wanted you to explain that. So people who get mad or do not like what's going on, do not pick up the phone and call you. We got to know who we have to know who to direct our anger at.
Yes, that is true. We try to have the answers. We were dealing with that this morning. A bunch of cones went up on Curry Pike there at State Road 46. And we were not aware that was going to happen. We weren't informed. So we've reached out today to get more information. So we're just not passing a Monroe County resident along and say, you need to call the state. We don't have information. So we try and obtain as much information so they can make that one phone call, even if it's not our project, and say, you know, this is a state project. This is the timeline for it. And this is the number you call if you need more information. But so we work well with the different entities. We work well with the city of trying to coordinate projects and having that information so somebody doesn't have to do a lot of tree calling.
That's it. Wild goose chase. There's no goose.
Right, exactly.
Lisa Ridge puts up with me. We get her on the phone about once a month, the director of the Monroe County Highway Department, to let us know what is happening on a road. So, okay, now that we've got all that out of the way, let's talk about what the Monroe County Highway Department is up to and what our citizens of the county need to be paying attention to as paving and construction season moves on. As June turns into July, we know 50 million people are going to be on the roads for 4th of July weekend as well. Tell us what's going on.
So, yeah, we've had some paving projects going on in-house, and then we've also had some contractors out doing paving for us this season. So we try and put those notices out as much as we can, advance notice along the roadway, actually on our website, and weekly notices go out through email. We also will have notices of course, of any bridge projects. We have some more paving projects coming up. Of course, we have our major infrastructure projects. A big one in town is the Curry Pike, Smith Pike, Woodyard Road. That is moving along. It is still due to be completed in November. The east side of the intersection, which is Woodyard Road, is set to open hopefully June 30th, this Thursday. But you will only be able to go on to Woodyard Road from Vernal Pike and go north on Curry Pike. You will not be able to cross Curry Pike or go south on Curry Pike. So it'll mainly be local traffic, but it will be open.
Gotcha. I was by there last weekend, and everything, looked like it was good, but it is one lane going through there, so everybody needs to calm down a little bit, especially when everybody's working. So.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me all of it was opening in July, and I hate that there's false information out there because it's going to be November. And like I said, our website, calling our office, is good resources. We keep everything updated as much as we can on a timely basis, even if the weather's moved something back a couple days. And then Sample Road is another big project going on in the county. 90% of that is scheduled to be completed in November also. And then the remainder of an intersection will be done in the spring of 2023. But the majority of that will be done in 2022. But bear with us. I know 2022 was a big year coming up for road construction for us. We had some major projects, millions of dollars of projects, Sample Road, Curry Pike, Hunters Creek Road. And we just ask everybody to be patient and get through this year, because I knew it was going to be a headache year for me, and so I know it was going to be a headache year for the public.
Well, that's why I have to get you on the phone line so people can hear what's going on. Now, are you on schedule? And I know that's very, what's the word I'm looking for, vague, because you mentioned Mother Nature is undefeated. We can't do anything about her. But from a 30,000-foot view, is everything moving in the right direction? Or are you waiting on supply chain issues? Are you hoping to get this, that, and the other thing lined up through your contractors? What does it look like as of today?
As of today, it looks like everything is on track. Now, I could get a phone call in 10 minutes and something could change. However, our Hunters Creek Road project is scheduled to be done in August. They are going to be paving that next week, so that is on schedule, and that'll be another project that's complete. So as of right now, everything is looking good.
Well, that's great to hear. And I know the one very important question that people have, besides the construction, well, I think it falls in the same realm, is how is pothole season? Have you had enough days? Do we have enough materials to get what you hope done? Can you ever get the whole list finished? How does that work? Who puts the list together? How does that work, and where are we at on the list?
Well, we do have a reporting mechanism where they can report potholes on our county website. They can also call. We put every single request for a pothole into our system, and we get that filled in a timely manner. We usually have a pothole crew out every day, if not every other day, when we're paving. When we're paving, that takes pretty much our whole crew, so we might have to stop pothole patching for a couple days, get that paving done, and then go back to trimming brush and mowing. We also have four mowers that get around the county that we have to mow 725 miles. So we have to fit that into our pothole patching and our paving. But we do, you know, we say we might have 100 requests for potholes, but there could be 3,000 out there that's not even reported. But our crews are really good about, once they get to an area, they see an additional pothole, they fill it, they don't pass it by. But pothole season goes from spring until fall, so it's continuous. Like I said, if our crews aren't paving, we're pothole patching and we're mowing, trimming brush.
You talked about drought earlier, and we're not forecasting drought, but it hasn't rained substantially here in the last, 10 days or so. Mm-hmm. Does that help with the mowing process, because you don't have to mow as much if it's not lush and delicious? Or how does the drought affect what you're trying to do as well?
I'm sure it helps the areas that we've already addressed, but again, it's really hard for just four mowers to get around the county, because you'd like them to get around the county probably three or four times a year. That's undoable with people, you know, they take vacations. You know, we have people that get sick and have time off. So then we have to adjust our crews. But we do the best we can of making sure we bring our crews in on Fridays. We usually work 4/10. Sometimes we bring mowing crews on extra days just to help us try and stay up with that mowing.
Awesome. That's the great news. All right. So Mother Nature, we will send you flowers. We'll send you thank you cards. I joke all the time on this program. I want to stay on her good side. We don't need extremes. We don't need extreme anything. We just need it to be Goldilocks weather. Just a little bit of this, just about right, and that'll make your life
that
easier.
That would be perfect. Now, if you can make that happen, that's perfect.
Well, I tell you what, if I could use my powers for good and we could make that happen, I would. That would be the first thing to do on my list. The second thing we'll do would be thanking you for joining us. It's awesome to give us that insight. And, when summer starts to end and we start to transition seasons, do we have any big, do you have any other big items later in the year, or do we have to get everything kind of done in the construction season because of the change of the weather?
Contractors, if it's a federal aid job, contractors are usually done by December 1st, and then the asphalt plants close around that time also. So they don't consider construction season any time between December 1st and until April 1st. So you pretty well want to have everything wound down. You want to have the roads safe for the motorists if you're at that stopping point, and not leave it in a bad condition throughout the winter on the major construction projects. So we gear everything to try and be done, before Thanksgiving, basically, to not have any loose ends before winter.
Now, the final question before we let you get back onto the roads of Monroe County. 2023, is there a big headlining project you have coming down the pike we need to be aware about, or are we waiting on, I don't know, what would we be waiting on, or do we have something ready to go?
So we are actually, I just received a list. NDOT does their community crossing matching grant program. They have a call in January and July. So when you do the call in July, it's basically your paving projects for 2023. We just put together a list. It's worth approximately $5 million. We can only be awarded on this round, I believe it's about $860,000. But we will go ahead and put in, it actually is $1.6 million worth of project because it's a 50-50 match. And that'll be starting our 2023 paving program. So we will submit for that for July. We'll find out in usually around October if we receive any of that funding. And then also we will have our Fullerton Pike Phase 3 bridge project go to letting next July. And our Fernal Pike project to connect to Sunrise Greetings Court and Profile Parkway goes to letting this November.
Very cool. The Fullerton Pike Bridge is going to, that's going to be a deal, isn't it? That's a big, that's a large expanse.
That's a big bridge. That's huge. It's over a 500-foot bridge at this point. It's a very expensive bridge, but a very important connection to I-69.
Will that be the biggest bridge in the county when complete?
I would say it is, while I'm thinking about it. I would predict that would be our biggest bridge.
Yeah, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but the way you said 500 feet, no, that sounded like a long way.
It is a long bridge. Actually, it is, because we have a major bridge fund. The only way it can qualify in a major bridge fund is if the bridge is over 200 feet in length, and we have seven of those bridges in our inventory of 154 bridges. So, yes, it will definitely be our biggest bridge.
Outstanding.
You just had to give me just a second to think about it.
Oh, that's why we call you. We know all the answers are right there in the filing cabinet. Lisa, you're the best. Thank you so much. We will get caught up with you at the end of the season to see how we did on getting everything done. And again, I will send Mother Nature flowers and chocolates and nice things, and hopefully, just hopefully, we can keep a very, very good schedule moving forward. Thank you so much for your time, Lisa. Great job, and we'll get caught up with you
down
the road.
All right, thank you.
That's Lisa Ridge. She's been doing this for a long time, and that's why she has all the answers. And I hope we got all of your questions answered as well.